My name is Kim Jackson, and I'm the proud mom of a child with ASD, now a teenager. And I've been having these wonderful conversations with community leaders that I value for their footprint in the community, because they are making our community stronger, because they care about the people that they are impacting. And today I'm honored to speak to two of some powerful women that I trust and that I'm so grateful to share this journey in our community with. And that is Lisa Brody and Shamika Jones. Lisa Brody is an attorney. She is the assistant deputy director at Bay Area Legal Services. I wanted to say that right and do you justice, Lisa. But she is far more than that. She is a leader in so many ways throughout the community, which I'll let her share shortly. And most importantly for this conversation, she is president of the Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. I'm sure I didn't say that the way you ladies do. And then I have Shamika Jones, who is a dear friend of mine, who is an icon in her own right, who gives back to the community tirelessly. And she is the regional clinical pharmacist at Florida Blue. Also want to do you justice. She is the president of my sorority, Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated, of our local chapter, the St. Petersburg Alumni Chapter. And again, I wanted to have a conversation with them about what they are doing through our Greek organizations to impact the community and explain a little bit about why it's so important at this particular juncture. So thank you and enjoy.
Thank you, Kim, and thank you for having me. And I just want to thank you for the wonderful work that you are doing in this space. It's greatly needed in our community, greatly appreciate it, and you are the right person to be doing that. So thank you very much.
Thank
you. But again, my name is Lisa Brody, and I am the president of the Zeta Upsilon Omega chapter of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. And we recently did celebrate our Founders Day, recognizing 114 years of sisterhood and service. And our sorority was founded in 1908 on the campus of Howard University. So we are just elated that 114 years later, that we are still living the legacy of our founders and making a difference in our community. Our local chapter has been established here for 67 years. We were founded in 1955 by a group of African-American women here locally as well, who wanted to really make an impact with their service to our community.
Well, I want to say personally, thank you, because again, although I'm in a different sorority, my daughter participates in your mentorship program through the GEMS. Can you share a little bit about what you all do with young people in the community, how people can get involved, and most importantly, why it matters?
Our signature program, which is our AKA Academy, has actually been in place since 1998.
Oh, wow.
And it has evolved since then. Now into a program that is actually funded by our local juvenile welfare board. And this enables us to provide out of school programming for middle school and high school youth within our community. We presently serve over 200 students through that program. And we have a component for young ladies and a component for young men. And they are known as our GEMS and our Pathfinders. So that comprises our AKA Academy.
Well, I think that most importantly to our community, as people are listening to us, they want to know why sororities and fraternities are so engaged and active in the community. I don't know how you feel about it, but for the most part, I feel that we were sort of just geared to give back to the community based on the most important sacrifices that our founders did. What are your thought processes about why sororities and fraternities still matter in this day and age?
Fraternities and sororities, and I think I speak on behalf of our entire Divine Nine, which is all of the Greek letter organizations, we are more relevant now more than ever. And if we look back to when we were founded, whether it was that Alphas were founded in 1906 as the first male fraternity, and then the AKAs in 1908, and then the other fraternities and sororities came shortly thereafter, you know, a lot of the issues, ironically enough, Kim, are still the same. We know that the AKAs and the Deltas were very involved in the women's suffrage movement and advocating for voting rights back then. Fast forward to 2022, and even today, we're talking about, you know, voters' rights again. So we're more relevant now than ever. And if you look over our very rich history, the rich history of all the Divine Nine organizations, we have always been on the forefront of civil rights, equal rights, health, education, supporting our HBCUs. We have always been on the forefront of those issues, and we continue with that mission today because of our legacy of service.
I couldn't have said that better. I am so passionate about giving back, because the legacy of service is how we have survived. And particularly in small communities like ours, if we don't have a village that's giving back strongly, then where are we leaving our future? I would like to say one other thing on a final note. I'm very proud of the work that you do in the community outside of your many organizations that you support. Can you share a little bit about what you do in your work capacity? And if there's anything you wanted to share about where we are in terms of services to the community through the legal support you provide.
Sure. And thank you for that opportunity. I just have a passion for service. As you know, I am a legal services attorney and have been a legal services attorney my entire legal career. So that's 27 years. I have been a legal services attorney, and I have been advocating for the rights of our low-income community and other marginalized communities. Very similar to what we do within our Greek letter organizations as well. And it's because of my passion for service that, you know, my professional life and my personal life and the organizations that I choose to belong to and to devote my time to are just organizations who are trying to address needs in our community, basic needs, just basic needs within our community, so that we all can have equal access, you know, and live, you know, lives that a citizen of our country should be able to live.
Equity, which is why I do this. Yes. Thank you so much.
Hello. Thank you for having me today. I am Dr. Shamika S. Jones. I am the current president of the St. Petersburg Alumni Chapter of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated. By day, I am a pharmacist at Florida Blue. I work in the managed care pharmacy arena. But just to give a little bit more information about myself, I am born and raised here in St. Petersburg, Florida. I only went away for college. I returned after college and started my career as a pharmacist. So I've been a pharmacist for the past 20 years. But by day, again, I am a pharmacist at Florida Blue, but I always tell people that my full-time night job is working in our community. I have the pleasure of being a part of many organizations in our community, and basically my second job is serving the community service, being a public servant.